It's Love Month, so I am continuing to talk about love on this episode of the Misadventurers podcast, but this time I'm sharing what love has taught me about life. Welcome to Misadventurous with me, Tiffany Rouge, a colour lover who's filling out the grey area that we call life to help you live a more colourful life and help you unlock your mind so that you can be adventurous too. I've had four main loves in my life, four big boyfriends, four big relationships, and each of them left their mark on me. They taught me certain lessons, and one of my favourite quotes from Dr. Maria Zushman. She's got her own podcast. You should definitely go and listen to The Queen of Stress. But she always says, people come into your life for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. And I know that every single one of these guys who came into my life, except for the fourth one who is currently still in my life, they were there for a reason. They taught me some really awesome things, and I wanted to share with you what they taught me. So my first love was all about discovery. I was 17, he was 18, we were living in Adelaide. We learned so much about each other, and together we learned what it was like to be with another person, to actually call someone my boyfriend, to know what it was like to have someone to rely on, to call every now and then or to text all the time, to be in that closer vicinity of. I'd never had this much contact and connection with someone other than a best friend, but this we took to a different level because I learned about sex with them, I learned about decision making, and most of all, I learned about boundaries and what not to do. You know, I ended the relationship on my terms, but after having gotten back together with the guy, I think it was about once. You know, there was a few things that went wrong, but a lot of it taught me how I should interact with others and lovers moving on. My second love, I fell for hard. It was the type of love that I would do anything for. I'm talking chemical connection. Every time I was in the vicinity of this guy, I got feelings. It was pheromones. I enjoyed his smell. I enjoyed his touch. It was the full-on feeling love. Nothing like I'd ever experienced before. And I experienced this love away from my home in England. And this guy taught me so much. I did everything for him. I cooked, I cleaned, I took back multiple times to my dismay now, but I remember doing it, and there were definitely reasons. I even moved halfway across the country for them, all because he communicated his love languages to me. We were on the same page in love, just not on the same page in every other thing in life. We both had big goals. They were very similar goals. But what I found was that we were so similar and our love was so intense and passionate that it just didn't last because both of us wanted what we wanted and we weren't going to budge. We weren't going to compromise. And for me, I got sick of compromising. So it was like either we do this and you compromise or we don't do this. And it turns out that he did not end up compromising. And so the relationship was over. But I learned that I shouldn't compromise myself for love. The third love was a very important lesson in wasting time. Because after my second love, there was a couple of years in between, but I was still quite emotionally shut off. I wasn't in the space or the right frame of mind to love in the way that I had loved my second love. I wasn't capable of just showing my affection for this man who was head over heels in love with me. And we had some great times together. He was definitely a person, a very strong man who I quite enjoyed, you know, being around. But the whole thing strung along for about 18 months. And I look back at it and I remember just thinking like, wow, how have I been dating this guy for 18 months? He was the type of guy that was good for right now, that I didn't really have that much of a feeling for, or I didn't have this chemical reaction where I enjoyed his scent and I wanted to be with him all the time. He was just a means to an end. And it might be a terrible thing to say, but that's how I saw it. And so after about 18 months, I was like, what on earth am I doing to this guy? He's clearly in love with me and I don't feel that. So third love taught me that I need it all, the security, the companionship, but most of all the feelings. And it's got to start with the feeling. And I have done a lot of dating. You know, you think that you're going to create this feeling for someone, and I tell you what, it does not happen. The feeling happens before you even know it, and then the companionship and the security and the happiness and the joy comes second. So for me, I will always go for feelings, which is why my fourth and current love, I've learned so, so much. It began with feelings. It began with something that I didn't even understand was feelings, because I never saw him as someone that I could actually be with. And here I am, very happily living with him now. But that's okay. You know, he taught me that it's okay to open up. He is a very emotional and loud and vibrant person. And for me, I thought I had what I wanted in the bag. I wanted a specific type of man. But it turns out that the specific type of man doesn't have the values that I was actually after. So when I was looking, when I was setting intentions for this great love that I currently have now, I wrote down that list of values. And 2 years later, a man comes along with those values, but not in the form of a man that I expected him to be. But here I am. So this love right now has taught me a lot about accepting where I am, accepting the things that are coming to me, especially the love that I'm receiving from this big, ginormous oaf of a man who loves me like crazy and is very passionate. You know, we are so in alignment that our lives and even our love languages are so in touch that we communicate really well. And it's also taught me how to build a life with someone. I wanted to do that. Coming over to New Zealand, I thought it's time. I'm ready to build a life with someone. It's been challenging. It's been fun. It's been crazy. It's been a wild ride. But it has been full of new discovery and experiences, which I am incredibly enjoying. And it's also taught me that a man can be in their feminine, but still be attractive, strong, and masculine. And that even though he has different qualities to me, and his femininities are very different to my femininities, and my masculine side is different to his masculine side, we are essentially the yin to each other's yang. And I really like that. And I am totally okay with that. And I accept it. And it builds this complexity to our relationship, because we both see things differently. And because we both see things differently, it creates more interest, a lot more discussion, a lot more heated conversations about why don't you actually just see it the way that I see it? Why aren't you in my head right now? But it's still a really cool thing to share, and I still really enjoy sharing my life with him, because most of all, the thing that I have learned from my current partner is how to be in the moment with him. You know, enjoy life and to really just take everything as it comes. So if you are searching for love and you're not quite sure what it is that you're looking for, I highly suggest you do this exercise. Go through and write down the things that each of your loves have taught you, because it will be an incredibly philosophical journey. The type of lessons that these people have come into your life to teach you, because they were in my life for a reason. And right now, the guy who was in my life for this season is teaching me so, so much. But it's important to know those lessons and to take these lessons with you to the next relationship when you're searching. Because if you're searching for values, you're going to find someone who has the same values as you are, but you just need to get clear on what they are. Rather than the type of man, search for the value in the man. And if that aligns with where you are and what you want in life and where you like to go and the types of lessons that you think you might be ready for. Well, that's almost it from me here on Misadventurous. If you dig what you hear and want to keep up to date with every single episode of the Misadventurous podcast, hit subscribe however you're listening to this right now. And if you want to be even more of a legend and help other wayward adventurers find this path, I'd love it if you head on over to iTunes and rate and review this podcast. Go on, 5 stars for all that positivity, right? So until next time, and don't forget, it's the small choices that we make every single day that build up to that big change that you're working towards. So stay with it.